Siyata Deshmai, here we are in the month of Kislev, approaching Hanukkah. A well-known Gemara in Maseches Shabbos, bottom of Chafala, from our base, for the Gemara Mai Hanukkah. The Tanur Abana B'Chofe, B'Kislev, Yomi Hanukkah. And what happened? We have 8 days, and it's all about the miracle of the Shemen. The Yevonim came into the Heichal, they were Metamei all the Shmonim Shemeichel, you have a Gemara in Shas, my Chanukah, and what are we talking about? The Shemen, we talk about the Neros. That clearly is the highlight of Chanukah, which is why many Mefarshim are grappling when we open up the Siddur. And when we open up the Bencher and we read Al Anisim, why is the focus all about the Mechoma? Only in the Siyuma de Mils, in the end, do we mention Veliko Neiris Machasus Kachecha. Even then, one has to declare it's Machasus Kachecha. Is that really a reference to this Nais? Or is that Stamazai? They were Malik Neiris Machasus Kachecha. That itself is a D. And Akoponim, we have a Gemara. We don't have any Mesechta called Meseches Chanukah. We have Meseches called Meseches Megillah that revolves all around the story of Purim. The only Yant of the Rabbanon doesn't warrant its own Mesechta. Not only does it not warrant its own Mesechta, it's barely talked about. Chanukah is only mentioned 7 times in all of Shas Mishnayos, and very often it's only Derech Agav. It's only mentioned once in the Zohar Derech Agav, once in Tikkuni Zohar Derech Agav. And what happened to Chanukah? Nobody wants to talk about Chanukah. Purim is one day. Chanukah is 8 days, and no one has much to say about Chanukah. In the middle of a Perek and Shabbos called B'mem Alikin, you know what? Derech Agav, we're talking about the Neiros Shabbos. Let's also now tackle Neiros Chanukah. What's Pshat? Where is Chanukah? And why is Chanukah disappearing? Yes, we have many different Pirushim. And why Rabbi Reuven Anasi didn't talk much about Chanukah. But it's not just a question of Reuven Anasi. If you want to talk about the Malchus from the Chashmonaim taken away from you, it's also in the Zohar, Anti-Kunei Zohar. It's all over the place. Barely anyone talks about Chanukah. And why is Chanukah so hidden? Kasha number one. Kasha number two. Once we do have a Gemara that talks about Chanukah, my Chanukah clearly revolves around the Neis of the Pach Shemen. Ad Kerikach, we don't even mention in answering the Kasha my Chanukah, where Rashi, at least learning Aliba Rashi, my Chanukah, is a Neis Kavua. And which Neis were they Kaveyed on? Zog to the Gemara, the Neis of the Pach Shemen. And yet what? Nothing about the Mechama. So now when we take a look at the name Chanukah, if you're going to pick a name that sums up what lies at the core, what's the gist of this tekufa? And the Chayra, where in Chanukah do we see anything about the Neiros? And we have a Marsha, it's Chanukah Samesbech, we have other Mefarshim, it's Chanukah Sabayis, and we have Bali Drush, Bali Chasidus, it's Lashon Chinuch, we have at Sohamor, Parshas Veschonon, we have Chanukah B'chof Hei, and we have so many Inyanim that revolve around either the Mechama, or the Chanukah Samesbech, or the Chanukah Sabayis. But it's all about Pach Shemet. My Chanukah, so why not tell me in Chanukah about the Neiros? Elamot, are you going to tell me we have an Avodah? Chanukah is Rosh Tevis and Akanim. Ches Neiros Velochik Yemesilel. Had the Hainu again, a further plea. Even when we make reference to the Neiros, it's only Derech Agav, it's only subtle. Derech Remez Biyama. Chanukah is about the Chinuch HaMizbeach. It's about the Chanukah Sabayis. Oh, but you know what? It's also Ches Neiros Velochik Kibesilel. And when we finally mention the Neiros, it's only in the context of a Derech Agav, Derech Remiza Ba'alma. And what's going on? The Chirut's all about the Neiros. Before we can try and answer those questions, and let's ask a fundamental question. You ask any child, any youngster, and Cheder, and Beis Yaakov, what's Chanukah? What's the first thing that comes to mind? So a lot of people say, the oil. And then they think of latkes, they think of sufganiyot, they think of the food, but lamais, it's oil. What was the oil? The Shemen Lahalik. It's about the candles. You think about Chanukah in the media, the Havdil Afi Abdullahs. Anyone who thinks Chanukah, what's the first image that comes to mind? A menorah, Chanukiah. That's all about what? It's all about the Neiros that were Malik. And that's what we're talking about. And the latkes and sufganiyot that we eat is because we put a focus on Shemen. And my wife had a student in one of the seminaries back in Eretz Yisrael. She was very machmer on Chanukah. It's all about Shemen. So she was machmer to have a sufganiyot every night of Chanukah. corresponding to how many nights we had. Malam Makonis, Rehma Rina. So the first night she had once of Ganiyah, fourth night she had four, fifth night she had five. By the eighth night, they couldn't get her in the door anymore. Agaponim, Sufganiyah, Falakis, we eat, oil, oil. Why? It's all about the Neiris. You ask anyone, the Muskarish, the first image that comes to mind, Neiris. Why is it all about the Neiris? And then again, just putting all the kashas together, if it is all about the Neiris, then how come I'm not the Margish? It's all about the Neiris. Everybody knows it's about the Neiris. Everyone knows it's about the Shemen. So bring it to the forefront. And yet what? Oh, it's not in the name Chanukah. And at the end of the day, it's not in my Yalla Nisim. But that's the whole my Chanukah. They were Koveyan in this Nais. And why do I not talk about it more in the Lashon of Chanukah? Why don't I have a Masechta? Why is it not in my Zohar, my Tikkuni Zohar? It's only coming out to our Chagav. It's only seven times in all of Shas. What's going on here? So let's first understand why we make such a big deal about Neiros. What makes this question more interesting is that the Maral in their mitzvah is bothered. And the Chaira, what's the greatest Neis that took place? How could a mere handful of Chashmonoim vanquish their far mightier, far more powerful opponent? How can a handful of Kohanim from the Mishpocha, Matasyo ben Yochanan, Kohen Gadol, Chashmoni Yevanah, how can they go ahead and overpower and overwhelm the mighty, powerful Greek army? It makes no sense. How are they able to do it? Elowet, it's a miracle. But what? The miracle that we focus on is the Neis of Pach Shemen. Zok the Maral. The Neis of Pach Shemen was only so that nobody would dismiss the military, the miraculous military victory as mere coincidence. What happens nowadays? A Yom Kippur War, a Six-Day War, 48, 67, Mechule, all these wars of Israel makes no sense. How a handful of Jewish soldiers, not heavenly armed, without all the weapons in the arsenal, how we were able to go ahead and defeat our far mightier opponents, both quantitatively and even qualitatively from a military perspective. How are you able to do it? It doesn't make any sense. I remember hearing a story from the Baal Tshuva who got from after he left West Point. In West Point, he was in a class discussing military strategy. And the professor was busy going through different strategies and military tactics. And he said, well, professor, how's I can explain the Six-Day War? And what about the Yom Kippur? He says, those wars, there's nothing to talk about. There's no explanation. There's no strategy. Ella, what's up the morale? You'll still have deniers. You'll still have people who will dismiss it as mere coincidence. Says up the morale. In order to reinforce that it's ach v'rak v'yadayim shokon shokon kaviyochol, zok the morale in their mitzvah, Hashem gave us a neis in a pach shemen. And what's the pach shemen all about? You can have a neis in a pach shemen, and through that neis v'goloi, and you can realize, well, if this is a neis l'malam, and it's something that nobody can dispute. Nobody in the world can argue with this. This is ach v'rak, a minuscule amount of oil, and it's burning miraculously for 8 days, that is clearly attributed to Neiros Shtor. Amelov, that's all in the same record, the same backdrop, the same context as the military victory. That'll serve as the Gilei Milsa. And that's the Adayim Shel Kodesh Baruch Hu, clearly the military victory is as well. And that means it's really the real Zach is what is the military defeat. I need this miracle to be Megale on what's going on over here. And if I need a miracle to be Megale, again we have to ask, why the Neiros? Why are we making a big deal about the Neiros? Why should it be the Neiros? It could have been any miracle, the Ma'ilam and Ateva pertaining to the Beis HaMikdash, and that clearly would have highlighted that it's solely the Yevishter at play. And then I would have said, okay, I have the Gilui Milsa, Al Yadei Miracle Ploni. What doesn't make a Nafkamina what it is, it's only here to serve as the Gilui Milsa that the military defeat was attributed to the Yevishter. So why Dafka the Neiros? So in the end of the day, we package all our questions together, and it really comes down to why this Hadgosha Miyuchedus on the Neiros, and if we are going to be Madgish the Neiros, why is it Ach Barak Derech Remes Bialmo? If for some reason we're going to understand that the focus is, no, we need a Medavka, this miracle of the Neiros, and it had to be with the Neir, and it's all about the Shemen, and that's what everybody thinks about, and that's what the Gemara says is the Neis, why they were Kaveya, Ayotav of Halo and Odah, because of the Neis of Pach Shemen, then why isn't it discussed? Why didn't it get its own Masechta? Why isn't it out all over the place the same way Purim is? Why only Derech Remes Bialmo? So let's, in stages, understand what's the uniqueness about Neiros. Why all the importance attached to Neiros? So I think we have to go back to Parshas Baloscha. After all, the famous Ramban, and Baloscha, Saneiros, Shachah, Gedolim, Mishalem, Rashi, signing the Minister, Tanchuminos, hey, Parshas Baloscha, Aaron HaKohen sees the Hakrobus Karbonus Al Yedei Hanasiim Cholos Shalov Daite. Hashem, I want to be able to do that. Abishter says, Aaron, don't worry. Shachal Gedol Mishalayim. Palos Hasanei. Respect the Ramban. So what's greater? Beis Hamikdash says Bato. That's Bato and this Bato. Oh, there'll be a Nes Ledoros, and that'll be the Nes of Hanukkah. Okay? And that's the Ramban. Writes the Beri Yitzchak, Rabbi Yitzchak Horowitz in his Perush and Rashi. He also wants to understand what Shachal Gedol Mishalayim. And right here and right now, if you're not extending it to Hanukkah, what makes this avoda any greater than their avoda? They're doing a ma'isa avoda in the Mishkan, and he's doing a ma'isa avoda in the Mishkan. And at the end of the day, you need to go to Mimakrif Karbonis, Karbonis Anasir, and you need to light the Neiros of the menorah. So why is it Shochal Gedol Mishlev? So listen to this Gemal de Geteretz of the Beri Yitzchak. How does all of Shas finish? Gemara says, Abrochus Yerbeisim and Aleph HaKohol Lechachrachisim. You get to the end of something, that's it. You can go in and read a book. I remember as a youngster, I used to read Robert Ludlum when I was a teenager. If you don't have time to read these fat books, no problem. Born Identity, but so you just go to the end. You go there, people sneak to the end, right? These little kids reading Harry Potter. So you don't have time, just go to the end, and you know what happens. You get the end, that's the Yikr L'Havdah. If you want to sum up all of Shas, how do you sum up all of Shas? Comes down to the end. Uktze, in Seder Taurus, Paragim Moshe Yerbeis, Roshim Renachlaf Tomer, Lomotso Kirshwachu, Klimasik, Brochel Yisrael, El Hashom, Hashem, Hashem, Ozda Moitin Hashem, Ivarch Hasamo Yisrael Basholo. How do we finish Shmon Esrei? With all the Bakashas, with all the Brochas and Tzoyas, with all our 18, 19 Brochas comprising the Shmon Esrei, what's the last thing we ask? Hamavarach Hasamo Yisrael Basholo. Why? Because if you have Shalom, you have everything. And if you don't have Shalom, you have nothing. L'matza kodesho chokli masik brocha l'Yisrael Hashem zokteber Yitzchak is the pshat. And that you can have all the brocha in the world emanating from every single ma'isa avoda. But without a vessel to contain that brocha, you'll have garnish. It's all going to fall by the wayside. You can have all the water in the world, but if you don't have a vessel to contain the water, and then it's meaningless. It's just going to fall right out of your hands. What can contain all that bracha? One thing and one thing only, and that is a sholo. That is the vessel called sholo. Amela, you have all the kabbonis and asiyah. You have all the avoda, the gabi, the mizbech. You have the shulchan. You have the lechem upon him. Every aspect of the avoda and the makam avoda, the mishkan, the batei mikdash. And the end of the day, what's going to bring bracha from every single ma'isa avoda? Only once when you have shalom in the bayis of Hashem. Only once you have shalom in the bayis of Hashem can any ensuing bracha materialize. First you need shalom. So who's going to bring shalom? Well, we have a house. Who brings shalom into the house every Friday night? Shabbos Chof Gimel Merbeis, state in the Gemara. And what happens when the woman lights the two candles, one keneged zohar, one keneged shamar, and brings shalom into the bayis? Neiros Shabbos has an adibus even over Neiros Chanukah. Why is it the Rama? That's all about shalom bayis. It's adibus. Shalom bayis akdrashi. Why is it shalom bayis? When there's light in the house, you could see where you're going. You could see where you're going, and you can behold the realities of Drashi. You don't bump into things. I know it's stubbing, right? Why does Hashem give us a big toe so we can figure out what all the furniture is? Hakayadua, we need light so we don't bump into things. Lights, it fosters and engenders a sense of security, a sense of tranquility, a sense of serenity in the home. That's Shalom Bayis. When you light the neighbors of Shabbos, bring Shalom into the Bayis. I can tell you we have nurses, we have a handicapped child, and we have nurses in our home most of the day. And very often they're there when my wife is lighting Shabbos candles. And you have these African-American, non-Jewish nurses, and one after the other, they just sense there's something different in the house. My wife lights the Shabbos candles. There's a sense of harmony, a sense of serenity, a sense of tranquility that immediately descends on the home. It's a mitzias achars legamri. And that's shalom into the bayis. So doesn't Hashem have a bayis? The base of Mikdash is what? Mis'ava lo dur b'tachtonim. What's Hashem's dira b'tachtonim? The Mishkan, the base of Mikdash. Who's going to bring shalom bayis into the bayis of the Eivishter? Aaron HaKohen has to light the Neiros. Someone's got to light the Neiros, right? Shem Yitzchak Horowitz and Beri Yitzchak. Who's going to like the neighbors that are bringing shalom into the bayis aron hakohen? Amela, that's the pshat in the tanchuma shachol gedol mishalhem. And you're the one who's going to bring shalom into my bayis. You're right; they're doing a gemaldik ma'isa avodah. You don't have a chelik in that. But don't worry, aron hakohen. Why? Because no bracha can take place from their ma'isa avodah until you bring shalom into my house. You're going to bring shalom. You're the ma'afsher. You're the trigger, the one engendering that all the ensuing bracha can only henceforth flow out of the base of Mikdash, because you're bringing shalom into my bayis. Amayla, who's the one chosen to bring shalom into the bayis of Hashem? The one who is the first and foremost, the quintessential, going to Perkei Avos, Perkei Aleph, Mishnah and Beis. Hila Hayomer, having me tamid of shal Aaron, Aaron a kohen, Oiv shalom, Rode shalom, Oiv sabriyas and makar from the Torah. Gemaldik, who is the quintessential, who's the paradigmatic figure of shalom? None other than Aaron HaKohen. He spent his whole life promoting shalom. Aaron HaKohen is all about shalom. Writes to Maral and Der Chaim and Obas and Aleph Yud Beis. How do we know he was the Oiv shalom and Rode shalom? Yes, Chazal tell us he went around making shalom by Nishla Ishtu, by Nishla Reyehu. Where do we see it in the Torah itself? Writes to Maral, who was chosen to be the Kohen Gadol through which all the kapara for all of Klai Yisrael would be achieved, would be attained on the avoda of a Yom Kippur, Aaron HaKohen. How did he do it? He donned the choshen of the Eifer. He always wore the Yud Beis Avni, a choshen corresponding to all the Yud Beis Shifte Yisrael. He wore it right by his heart. The Hainu attached to Aaron HaKohen's heart was stones corresponding to all the Shvatim. What's the first remez that there were going to be 12 Shvatim? It's past week's parasha Vayetzev. Yikach me Avni Hamakol. Yaakov takes the 12, brings them all together. Well, you know what? So does Aaron HaKohen. He's always the one of Shalom. He brings the Avni Hamakol. He brings all the Avonim corresponding to the Yud Beis Shiftekol. Brings them all together by conjoining them in a certain sense on one singular breastplate, hanging it around and making it attached to his heart. And thus, a procuring kapara, expiating for the sins of all the kaisha, of a chaper, ba'ado, of yad beis, of yad ha'am, he can procure atonement for all the gods. So through him, we stand on the sidelines. He's doing it all. He is Klai Yisrael because he brought Klai Yisrael together. Pinchas wants to make shalom. What does he get? He didn't even say this briefly, shalom. That's the symbol of kahuna. Amela Pinchas gets kahuna shalom. Anyone who taps into that kayach of Oy Shalom Rodei Shalom. Amela Davka Aaron HaKohen, who is the Oy Shalom Rodei Shalom. He's the one now charged with the sacred task of bringing shalom bias into the bias of Hashem. Once the shalom bias in the bias of Hashem by lighting the neiros, and now gevaldik, now all the bracha can ensue because lamotzo kushul kli masik bracha al yisrael al shalom. He's the one to bring shalom into the bias. Now we have to wonder. So why is the symbol of shalom bias there, and why is it esh? It's very geshmak l'chayim. Moshe Shapiro has explained, esh is the ultimate unifier. Esh is the only entity that's homogeneous at its very core in the sense, whatever you throw into fire within a matter of seconds or minutes becomes part and parcel of the fire itself. It doesn't become a separate entity. If you throw pieces of paper into a fire, within moments it becomes part and parcel, it makes the fire bigger, but everything that becomes part and parcel of the fire is only what? Is only assisting it to become one bigger, greater fire, but it's one entity. Fire is a unifier. Think about it in a practical sense. Husband and wife want to have a romantic dinner. What is a romantic dinner? What's the first image that comes to mind? The two candlesticks on the table, right? It's got to be two candles. Can I get Zach of a Shabbat? It's candlesticks. People come together around a fire. If you want to create a certain ambiance in the home, you have the candles. Oh, it's nice. It's romantic, a nice, beautiful mood. And what about in camp, a campfire? How do people sit? Do anyone sit in rows by a campfire? You sit in a circle. What brings us together? What links people together? We come around a campfire. We want to roast hot dogs. We want to roast marshmallows. What does a fire do? It brings us closer. Not only does it bring us closer to one another, do we almost always sit in a semicircle or a full circle, encircling the ash in the middle. How about it? What does it do? It brings us close. We always like to get close to a fire. And not only kleptomaniacs, they're addicted to it. And we love getting to the warmth. Not only when it's cold out, and mamas draws us closer. Fire draws us closer. H, what about people sitting in the sun, worshiping the sun? People love a nice, hot, sunny day. And it brings them out. It brings them out of their house, brings them closer to the sun. H draws us close, because Eish Pe'etzem Atzmiyuso is a unifier. It brings people together, it brings husband and wife together, it brings campers together, and because it itself is something that Pe'etzem essentially and inherently, it brings things together. Whatever you make a part of the fire as never distinct from the fire itself, it always becomes part of the fire. What's the tip of the flame? And what is the tip of the flame? It's the color white. And what do we know about white? White is the color that's kolo kol ha-givanim. The Avnei Nesa writes in Os Hadasha. Why is the mon white? Because the mon, the heavenly mon, encompassed therein every possible taste conceivable to mankind. You want steak, you want pizza, you want fish, it's all there in the mon, right? The Sakhtu Rebbe, that's why he was lovan. And you look at the color, it encompasses all the colors of the spectrum. What's the tip of the flame? Tip of the flame is white. Why? Because Ner, Eish, brings things together. What's the yesod of the menorah? The Eish. It's all about the Eish that comes out of the menorah. And not coincidentally, what's the gematria of menorah? 301. What do you think the gematria of Eish is? 301. Menorah is 301. Eish is 301. How do you fashion a menorah? Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't know. How do you make a menorah? Hashem says, I want it to be miksha achas, one piece. And why one piece? Because that is the etzemahus. And the menorah is the vehicle holding the Eish. And the Eish is a unifier. It'll be a stirim in A-B if you have to take different parts and bring them together. And the menorah has to be one piece. That is what it is. Mikshachas, but how do you make it one piece? How do you know how to do it? Hatan says, you have no idea how to do it. There's only one Eitzah. Throw it into a fire. He throws it into a fire. It comes out. Mikshachas. It's mamash tzelvazach. It's all one and one the same. It's all about unity. And when you have the Eish, you think it's distinct flames? No, they're all facing the Nemaravi. They're all facing the same direction. That is unity, and that is Memela. Who's going to like the Menorah? There's only one person who can like the Menorah. Aaron the Kohen Gadol, the Oy Shalom and Rodev Shalom, is going to like the Menorah, which is all about Shalom, bringing Shalom, Bayis into the Bayis of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He is Shalom. He's the man of Shlemus who brings everything together. That is Aaron the Kohen. And now it's Geshmak. Let's just get a little Hasidish for a moment. Always good to be a little bit Hasidish. And you have to bring it in. You have to have it. As Rav Asher Weiss said at Project Inspire Convention years ago, you know what the ultimate Yid is? The ultimate Jew is a Jew who knows how to learn like the Litvashir Rosh Hashivas. He can daven like the Hasidish Rebbes. He has the Munib Shuta of the Hungarian Jews. He has the Kavod HaTorah of the Olam HaSfaridim. Right, the Kavod HaTorah, they're the ones who taught that. And he has the Yashrus of the Yeki. And if you have all that, you have to add on. And he has the Tzipis of the Yeshua of the Lubavitchers. And he has the Avaser Tzisor like the Tzayinim. I have to bring it up. That's the Mashiach. You have to bring it all together. I'm honest, you need to bring it all together. Listen to this Gemara. This is the Tona Rebbe from a Sefer Moshev Vaholech. Zok the Heilige Tona Rebbe in the name of his father, Gishmak. He says, it's my father's Yahrzeit, the first night of Hanukkah. And my father used to say, Shezayin Hayamim Ramishonim Shochanukkah Muchuvonim Keneged Zayin Abrochas and the Broch of Sim Sholom. First 7 days of Hanukkah correspond to what Sim? Shalom, Tova, Avrocha, Chaim, Chaim, Vachesed, Varachamim. And Zos Hanukkah, which encompasses everything beforehand, is encompassing all the brochas that you just expressed in Sim Shalom. And what is Geshmak? And what's the first night of Hanukkah? The Fizeh, Hayom, Arishan, Shachanukkah, Mechuvah, Keneged, Bercha, Shalom. And why? Akinan, Arishan, Shachanukkah, Upasechus, Yoni, Hanukkah, and Yonim, Idas, Shalom. It brings to Shalom, and what? And all in Yonim, and Olam, Shon, and Nefesh, Vachuli, and then he goes on. A beautiful arichas, but how do you start like this? Hailing a Tona Rebbe, Sim Shalom. It starts with Shalom. Of course, it starts with Shalom. The only one who can start it is Aaron HaKohen. This symbol of Oy Shalom, Oy Shalom. He can light the Menorah, which brings Shalom to, because the whole Etzem Tzius of the Menorah is one of Shalom. It's the lights that bring things together. It's the tip of the flame that's white that brings it. It's Mishachas. It's all about oneness. It's all about unity. How do you light the Menorah? Nerah Shavisa, bring everyone together. The whole family. Come, of course, the family comes together, and the family stands around because it's my. It's Machin, the family. We all come, we eat. And whether the Lakis of Ganiot, it's all about the Aftas, it's about that Inyan of Shlemus. That's how we start Hanukkah. It's all about the Inyan of Shalom. At the Ikva Sochinakuda, perhaps it's not coincidental that we find two places in the Beis HaMikdash where we have fire. We have a fire on the Mizbeach. And we had a fire in the menorah. So why are we highlighting this fire? The Phineas Nights, it's very Geshmak. And because what's the Mizbeach all about? A Mizbeach was the open manifestation of the Chibur between Elyonim and Tachtonim, Shemayim and Arts. We lit a fire down here, an Eish Melamata, Eish Milamalu was sent by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hamela, we have an Eish from above, Eish from below, and that's on the Mizbeach. That's the Mizbeach that brings us close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Perhaps parenthetically, why is the Gemara saying Git and Tzadi Yemen Beis? Bishas, there's a Gerushin. When there's a divorce, the Mizbeach is Yorei Demos. Why is the Mizbeach Yorei Demos? I said, well, why is anyone Yorei Demos? If anything, Mizbeach, what? The Phineas Eitz Gishkamach. What's the Mizbeach? That was the Metzias of what? Of Eish and Eish. Where else do we find such a concept? Sota Yedzayin Amin Aleph, Dorosh Rebbe Akiva, Ish Ve'isha Zochu, Shechina Shui B'neim. Alo Zochu, Isha Chlosin. Hainu, what's the Metzias of an Ish and Isha? It's an Eish and an Eish with the Shem Hashem. Where was that? That was the Mizbeach. What was the Mizbeach? Eish V'lamata, Eish V'lamala, Hashem V'mechinas Nechosa, Klash V'mechinas Nekalo. The Shechina is there with us. What happens when there's a Gerushin, there's a Pirun, and the Mizbeach is Yorei Demos Davka in the Mizbeach, where we saw the Chibur of the two Ishim and the Shechina coming together. And the Mizbeach is Yorei Demos, doesn't say it's Bochet, it doesn't cry, it's Yorei Demos, because the tears of water now extinguish the flames, and there's a Pirun, there's a separation. Davka by the Makom Mizbeach, that's where you have the Chibur, no coincidence. What's the close of Parshas Yisro? After you have the Aser Sedibros, what's the last part of Yisro? You would think it's what, build an Aron. We just talking about Matan Torah. It's not build the Aron. For that, I have to wait until Parshas Truma. It bothered me for years. What's the end of Yisro? Build a Mizbeach. A Mizbeach? This is Matan Torah. This is the Aron. The Luchos and Shemir Luchos. It's about the Mizbeach. And that's the only clue you're going to talk about the end of Yisro. Put it into Truma. Torah says that is the Yisro of Yisro. We didn't get the Torah Yisro. We didn't get the Torah Shavuos time. What did we get? The Krisis Abris, the marriage between us and the Avishtar. And what's the highlight of that? The Mizbeach, where it was an Eish Melamata, Eish Melamala, Ish Isha V'chulei, with the Shechina, that Chibur of Shemayim and Eretz Elyon Tachtonim, and that Chibur by the Mizbech, Mamela, what's the last Pusuk of the Parsha Matan Torah? Lo Sigal HaVosha, make a ramp. Why? Because I don't want any Gila Yerva. So Pashi, it's not love Gila Yerva. Mamash Hashem, so Makbid? Yeah, in the Mokma Chibur between us and the Kershuk, we got to be Makbid. I'm being Marachik for many little Shemets of Gila Yerais. That's the Mizbech. So what's different about the menorah? A menorah is different. Because the Mizbeach Goyim also a Makriv Karbonis. Yes, this is miraculous, but in the end of the day, I have to be Makriv a Karbon Ayidei Neish. It's called the Neish on Hashem. I need a fire. Did we need the light of the menorah? We didn't even need it. And by the Mizbeach, one could still look at the Eish of the Mizbeach and say, what? Well, it's not Be'ikr coming for that message, because it's Be'ikr coming for a Karbon. Elohat, Derech Agav, I have an Eish. And the Metzias of the menorah, Shteit and Shabbos, Chabez and Beis, V'chila Ora, Hutzarech, did I need the light? I didn't need the light. So what are we lighting in the menorah? It's the Siman that the Shechina is here. And that which brings down the Shechina is the lighting in the menorah. What are we going to celebrate? Chanukah. It starts Sim Shalom. Now, what is Chanukah all about? It's going to be about uniting Klai Yisrael. The one goal is where we have Mesiavnim, we had a period we had within the ranks of Klai Yisrael, people were leaving Klai Yisrael. And we lost our base of Mikdash that the Yavanim were Matame, all the Shmonim Shevechel. We couldn't serve the Ribbono Shalom. But all the Shlemus comes back. Ayyadei whom? Ayyadei the descendants of Aaron HaKohen. Davka Ayyadei the Kohanim Gedolim, who had that Koch of Aaron to be Oev Shalom and Rodev Shalom, to even be Rodfim, to put their lives in the line, to have Shalom Beinenu, and at the same time Beinenu Levein HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to restore the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, and to light the menorah, to bring the Shechina back down to the Beis HaMikdash, to its bias, and bring Shalom back down into the bias of Hashem. That's Davka Ayyadei, the descendants of Aaron HaKohen, is Davka Bimah HaTasyo. And Purim time, did we say B'mei Ur Mordechai V'Esther B'Shushan Amira? Did we say B'mei Mordechai came from Sheva Ben Yamin, and B'mei Esther came from, he was Ishamini, and Esther came from Ben Yamin? It's not in my Elanisim. Also, not only why? That's a chelik of the nes of Phineas deity. It was Davka Ayyadei the Kohanim Gedolim. A whole Indian was, this was the Kayach Aaron HaKohen. It's bringing everyone together. And now it's Mamash Geshmak. That is on the Yesod of the Ner. That's Menorah 301, Eish 301. It's bringing Klai Yisrael together, and it's taking that Korban, now taking unified Klai Yisrael and bringing us back to our Kodesh Baruch Hu. Very nice. We have the Beis HaMikdash. We need the Shechina. What's the siman that the Shechina is here? Davka the Halakos HaMenorah. And that is the sim. Comes out very geshmak. We only have two people in all of Shas who are called in Ner Yisrael. I'm a little biased. I learned in Yeshivas Ner Yisrael. But Lamaisa, two people only. We have Gemara Nerucha, Nafir, and Aleph. and Menachos Pechesim and Beis, Rabbi Shimon, the son of Rebbe, was called the Ner Yisrael. So the Shiv Degletzis was Shem the Rosh, and Erechen and the Bali Yitzis Shem Rechaim HaKoin in Menachos Peches. Explain, in one case he's talking about the moon, which has to do with light, another time he's talking about candles. So we don't need too much of a beer. But there's one other person, and the Rishonim don't say anything. Brochus Chav Chesim and Beis, what happened? Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai was on his deathbed. The Talmidim came in. And what did the Talmidim say to Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai? They called him three things: Ner Yisrael, Amud HaYamini, and Pata Shachazak. And they called him the Ner Yisrael, the light of the Jewish people, the Amud HaYamini. So we'll get to Ner Yisrael in a second. But what does it mean, the right pillar? What's the right pillar? Sezok Devil Nagon Kishmak. What happens when you start the Torah? All of the Torah is on the left pillar. You have Shnei Amudim, two pillars holding up a Sefer Torah. When you start it, it's all on the left. When you finish it, after Vezos HaBracha, where's all your Torah? All your Torah is solely on the Amud HaYamini. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Sukkah, Chav Chesim and Aleph, who was the lowest of Hillel's 80 Talmidim, who mastered Kol HaTorah Kula. He knew everything. He's called Amud HaYamini. He finished Kol HaTorah Kula. He's holding. He is the Amud HaYamini. He is the right pillar. What is Patash HaChazok? Zakta Ben Yayada, Patash Osios Yishput, he's the Dayan. He was the Abbasin and the Nasi. Phineas Daiti, Ner Yisrael, Bechuli, it's very Geshmak. Perhaps these three even correspond to the Gimel Amudiyolim, Torah, Bodo, Gimel Sasadim. Because what is Ner Yisrael? Ner Yisrael is a light. What's a light? A unifier. Eish brings things together, brings people together. Can I get Gimel Sasadim? And what do we know about Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai? Let's flip back earlier and broke us to the bottom of Yitzayinam and Aleph. Abaye says, Tamidacham Amarbe Sholom Yolam, and Kihal, like the case of Yochanan ben Zakkai. Whenever he was walking on the street, Tayamakdim Sholom, Afilu the Nachri Shebashok. Here you have the Nosi Abbas, he mentioned the Goladar, and he's wishing Shalom to everybody. He's Marba Shalom Biola. Who? Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. That's why they called him the Ner Yisrael. And that's the Yisod of the Ner. He brings people together. He's the Nosi and Abbas. He's the one, Bisman Churban Bayashani, who could keep Klai Yisrael together. And that is the Metzias. That's the Tamachokim, who is Marba Shalom Biola. And that's the Tamachokim, who is the Nosi Abbas. He is the Ner Yisrael. That's the Koch of the Neris. Okay, now we understand. And the neighbors, the Hargosh and the neighbors, v'chulei v'chulei. And at the end of the day, why is, if it's so essential and so integral, and why is it all Derech Remez Biyam? For this we go to Bnei Yisoschar. Bnei Yisoschar, and a few places in Maimer Beis, he brings a Rokeach, Reish Chafei, he brings a Maral, and their Mitzvah, and he brings a Pinchas Mikuritz. And he says, I have these three Edom Ne'amonim, informing me that Ha'oris or Chanukah who? Mibachinas or Hagonas. And we're lighting Neiros. What are these Neiros all about? And so, Zok the B'nai Yisoschar, Rokeach tells us as follows. Rokeach writes, and Simon HaReish Chafei, writes the Rokeach, Pela de Gezach. He says, by Brias Olam, it says, Vayar Lokimus Or Ki Tov, you have four tagin on the tess of Tov. Why four crowns adorning the top of the tess? Larames, ki arba kofel tesha, take the four crowns, multiply by the letter tess, 9. Comes out to 36, writes through a keach, one of the gedolim Rishonim, who this farm right, learned with Eliyahu Navi. Elo lamed vav neiros, sheish behem me'or hagonos, shenivra be'ez b'yasola. And the Maral talks about it, and the Pinchas Mikuritz talks about it. The Malbim already says, Zok the Malbim, when Hashem created the Or, what does the Pasuk say? Vayhi Or. Every other Chelik of the Bria said Vayhi Chain, and not by the Or. Why? Zok the Malbim. Because the Gemara says in Chagigi, the base of an Aleph, the Or HaGonus never made it into the world. Hashem was Gones, that original Or, and it's Mukhon and Tzadikim, Nasallah, Zok the Gemara Chagigi. And the Haina, what? It's not Vayhi Chain, but Aaron HaKoin, Zok the Malbim. It's Vayhi Or. Everything else in the Bria is whatever Hashem wanted, Vayhi Chain, and it meant to be. And that Or never came down to this world. When does it come down to the world? Aaron HaKoin lights the menorah, Vayas Kain Aaron. Zok the Malbim, and Atayra Mitzvah, Yas Kain. He bought that Aragon is down to this world. There's one place, writes the Rokeach, writes the Maral, writes the Pinchas Bikuritz, where we can tap into the Koch of the Aragonis, that Or that began the world, that miraculous mystical glow, that light that Hashem had to be Gones and preserved for the Tzadikim Masalavo. And where do we have a taste of it? We can catch a glimpse? By the Menorah. So writes the Bnei Yisoschar, that means when you're lighting in the Menorah, you're mamish tapping into the Aragonis. And that's what the Yisro Chisor writes at Parshas Balak. Leischa. When you're lighting the menorah, he says you're like the Kohen Gadol lighting the menorah lefnai and the Fnim and the Heichel and the Mishkan and the Beis Hamikdash. You are the Kohen Gadol. Well, what's showing you are the Kohen Gadol? Ateret is shtol to the Malbim, to the Maral, to the Ramban. Ramban says that Aaron the Kohen Shechol Gadol Meshulahem. Aaron the Kohen was given Malos and Saneris. Ela what Shechol Gadol Meshulahem is up to Ramban. Even when the Beis Hamikdash is destroyed, I'm going to take this koach and give it over to you, and you're going to... What do you mean, give it over to you? It's not in the hands of the Kohen Gadol. I'm going to take your lighting of the Menorah, Zechut Ramban, and I'm now going to give it over to all of Klai Yisrael, the Dori Doris, even after the Churban HaBayis. They'll still be doing what? Balois Chasaneris. That means, you see from the Ramban, that this is the Mamali Mokum of Aaron HaKohen's lighting. So you bring the Yismach Yisrael, you bring the Malbim, the Ramban, you bring it all together. What's Yotze? This is the Aragonus. Aaron HaKohen was lighting Me'in the Aragonas in the Menorah. Every time we have Hanukkah, it's reenacting, re-experiencing. We're mamish like Aaron HaKohen, lighting our own menorahs, even when not a Kohen, even when not a Levi. It's that bechin of tapping into the Aragonas. Amela, I'll be this yourself. When you bring it all together, the Rokeach, the Menei Sasser, the Maral, Milch Zmikuritz, Amela, the whole Indian is, yes, it's about Neiris, it's about unifying. Alafinius Taiti, it all goes together. Why is there no Pesachta? Why is it Billy talked about? So Pinchas Mikuritz makes the Ara B'chulei. Ateret says it's all B'machinus, the Ara Gunas. If it's all that, what's Purim? Purim is Lahina Maisa Ora is a Torah, Shiner, Markinem, it's a Torah, Megillah, Tazana, Beis. Purim is taking that R and expressing it in Torah, now celebrating it. And now Mamash, oh, now you're opening up with it. And that's Purim. Purim is what? Megillah's Esther, the Giloy of the Hester. Chanukah is not the Giloy of the Hester, it remains hidden. It's tapping into that which is hidden. Instead of bringing that and bringing it out, and I know my sorrows of Torah, we go there. We go back to the Beis HaMikdash. We go back to the Aragonas. The Aragonas is only something that was there before the Bria. It's hidden from the Bria. It's hidden solely in one tiny mokum in the Beis HaMikdash. And that's the Aragonas. There's no Megillah, save Maseches Megillah. And what is it? It's not even Purim. Why? Because it's Kumasas Megillah. It's all about the Giloy. It's about the Giloy of the Hester. That's Megillah's Esther. A Purim, let's talk about it. Let's write about it. Chanukah, we'll barely speak about it. Chanukah remains hidden. That's b'machinus the oragonus, meisheshes and meibereshes. Chanukah will barely be in Mishnayos, barely be in Gemara, barely be in Zohar, Tikkuni Zohar. We barely talk about Chanukah. Why? Chanukah 8 days, but it's all b'machinus the oragonus. That's cool for why it's 8 days. La'mayla menatema. And the only way you can appreciate the oragonus is when you leave this world and go to a world that's la'mayla menatema. Now you can go back to Adam and Chava Kodem Achet, and you can go back earlier to the beginning of the world when there was a miraculous mystical or. And Abisham is going to say, Chanukah, we can go there. We can escape the world of Teva and we can go tap into the Aragonas. Mamela, Phineas 19, now it all comes together. It is all about the Neiris. It is all about the Eish. It is all about the Kayach. It's about the Eish. What does Eish bring us together? Where will we really unify? At the end of the day, we're unified on what? When we leave this world and go back to the Shorash of it all, before any Chet, before any Pirud, that's when we're Be'emes unified. And what was the first Giloy of Hashem revealing Himself to Moshe Rabbeinu? First Giloy to the Avos, Shmi Hashem Lo Nadati Lahem. What's the first Giloy? By the Sneh, that's Boar by Eish. Kodesh Ruch comes down in Eish. How does Moshe connect the Shekhinah through Eish? When's the next time we have Eish? And what does he tell him there? I'm going to tell you already about the next time. Tav de Noisi El Harazet. And Maimon HaSini is what's surrounded by Eish. Eish comes down, Kolo Subrokim. He comes down in Eish. And he comes down, Borak. What is lightning? Lightning is fire. I have a wonder also. Boker is the fireballs, the sun. A Boker, Borak, same Osios. Karav, how do we get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Boker, the sun is coming up, the fire down here is going up. Baruch, lighting, the fire up there is coming down. Karav, we're all coming together. That's just like the Karban. Karban is a fire going up, fire coming down, it all unites. Maimon HaSinai, all Ayre fire. Yonah Simon Azio, the greatest of Ilos Tamidim. Sukkot, Chachesim and Aleph. When he's learning Torah, what's the gaulus of tapping into the Ara Torah? He's learning Kolosha Perech Olam Yan Nisraf. Any bird that flies overhead immediately gets burned up. Rav Chaim Yaakov Govich Tzal, Rashiva Kermiyamna used to say, a chosid looks at the Gemara and says, wow, Gemalik, oh, look at the Isha Torah, it's burning up birds. That's the chosid. And the Misnagid looks at the Gemara and says, Ivei, whose bird did you burn up? Yechayim and Ezekiel, Ezek Shalom, Chatzin Ezek. The Yekel looks at the Gemara and says, Ivei, who's going to clean up the mess? It's going to get mighty dirty burning up birds all over the place. And the Amora says, was it medium, well done, rare? How'd you cook it? Different perspectives on the Gemara. But what do you see? He bought Eish, he bought the Shekhinah. The Shekhinah comes down. And Rashi learns the Malkum out of Eish came down. And that's Ayidei Torah. Ma'amin Asini is Torah. Yonasim is Yotah. Elio Navi goes up a Sarah Shemaim. And what in Eish? Eish is the unifier. Connects Shemaim and Aretz. It connects Ayyadim to Tanim. Connects us to Kodesh Baruch Hu. The simon that the Shekhinah is in the base of Mikdash is Ayidei the Menorah. Vachil Oro Tzach. No. Amela, where can we all get together? Only when we Klai Yisrael together light the Menorah, but Bechin and the Kohen Gadol, who is himself the unifier of all Klai Yisrael, he can bring us back to the Metzius of Adam and Chava, Kodem Achet, of a place where there was no Musik of period, and no Musik of separation between us and the Kodesh Baruch Hu, between us and one another. There was no Machlaikis, there was no period. And that, the Maisa, that's what we could tap into. That's Chanukah, that's our Gunners. Chanukah is not the Giloy of the Hester, Hafuch, and that's Purim the Menahapuchu. Chanukah is we go into the world of Hester. It's 8 days we go, the Milam and Atzeva. We can go back to the world of the Oregonas in our homes. We can recreate and reenact the Bebechinus, the Kohen Gadol, lighting the Menorah, bringing the Shekhinah into our homes. And we don't have to go out and reveal it to the world. We go ahead and attach ourselves to the Shekhinah, and right here in our homes with the Kohen Gadol, when we go the Milam and Atzeva. And that would answer our questions. Yeshakayach, afreilach, and chanukah.